when Israeli officials talk about applying this Gaza model in Lebanon or annexing land or permanently occupying southern Lebanon, for a lot of the Lebanese diaspora living around the world, that strikes a real fear, as I'm sure it does to the people in Lebanon. Has there been any international pushback?
There's been some statements on Twitter by ambassadors. People are very concerned, deeply concerned, you know, monitoring the situation. But really, the Iran war has sucked the air out of the room in terms of diplomacy. The difference between the last round of conflict in Lebanon in 2024 and the current one was you had the investment of international stakeholders constantly pushing for a ceasefire. This time around, that's not there. People are just trying to deal with what's happening in the Gulf and in the Iran war. France has said that they've tried to mediate between Israel and Lebanon to get a ceasefire, but Israel so far is not interested in talking. I saw a headline the other day from the U.S. ambassador in Lebanon in which he said, "I don't think Israel will stop striking Lebanon." It wasn't, "I don't think Israel will stop striking Lebanon and we're working towards a ceasefire." It was just the first part of the sentence. So there's not really an international appetite nor bandwidth to try to mediate a diplomatic end to this conflict. So it seems increasingly that when this war in Lebanon will end, it'll end because it's decided militarily between Hezbollah and Israel. And Israeli officials have warned, you know, over the weekend, the head of the Israeli military said to Israelis that they should prepare themselves for a prolonged war in Lebanon.
If that comes to pass, Will, if there is a prolonged war or an indefinite occupation, if the Israelis push deeper and deeper into Lebanon, what happens then?
Yeah, I think, you know, many people have said this before, and I think it holds true, is that the Israelis are masters of tactics, but not necessarily long-term strategy. It doesn't seem like there's a long-term plan. And we're seeing warnings of this even in Israeli media, because Israel's done this before, right? They have occupied parts of South Lebanon. They did so from 1982 to 2000. And that's how Hezbollah was born, actually. It was born as a resistance group to try to evict the Israelis from South Lebanon. And so people are warning, if Israel enters South Lebanon with the idea of indefinitely annexing it, of creating a buffer zone, whether allowing people to live there or not, that they may feed the fuel for Hezbollah to be revived as a group. You know, before this war, it's true that Hezbollah retained some of its military capabilities, but on the whole, the country was moving away from the group. It was moving towards disarming the group. But now, if there is an indefinite annexation of the group, we'll see a revival of support for it. We'll see its support base feeling isolated. And if you have a million people who have been evicted from their homes, of course they're going to run and resist the people that are occupying them.
Will, thank you so much for speaking to us and stay safe.
Thanks for your time.
That was reporter William Christou in Beirut. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com and we've linked to his latest pieces on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. And the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you liked this episode, don't forget you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.